Blog Talk Radio.
Bradwell R.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy B Dubs and my special guest, the Apparition, right now. You want to say anything, bro, to the people? Let them know a little bit about yourself before we get to the show.
Yeah. So my name's the Apparition. I'm from the New Orleans area. I'm 23. I've been, making music for, I'd say, about 5 or 6 years now, so.
Okay. And is there anything else you wanna throw your links out there before we get to your song, so that way anybody tuning in, as they're listening, they can go check you out?
Yeah, if any of y'all have Instagram, that's where I'm most active. It's The Apparition, all one word. That's THEAPPARITION. And I post on there a few times a week. And then you can look up The Apparition Music on Facebook. That's my page there. And that's pretty much it.
All right. And before we play his first track, to all the callers listening in, just be patient and wait on the line. We're going to bring you on as soon as this track is done. Thank you all for tuning in. And if you guys can, try to have your links and everything ready so we can try to, get to as many callers as we can. And as well, try to have at least one question, one question ready for my special guest. I'm sure he'd greatly appreciate it. But without further ado, would you like to introduce us this song?
Yeah, this is my single off my upcoming album, Kaluminati, and the song's called Million Bucks.
Look
make a million bucks. I'm counting bands, counting stacks, that's a million bucks. Man, lately, I don't really give a fuck. I hit the club and I'm feeling like a million bucks. You look us up, look at us like a million bucks. I'm counting bands, counting stacks, that's a million bucks. Man, lately, I don't really give a fuck. I hit the club and I'm feeling like a million bucks. You look us up, look at us like a million bucks. I'm counting bands, counting stacks, that's a million bucks.
Roger, back live.
Ooh, that was definitely a dope song, and that was from our special guest, The Apparition, and that's definitely definitely a fire track, my dude. So is, you want
thank
to
you. Thank you. That song is actually available on iTunes. If y'all liked it, y'all can go buy that. Just look up The Apparition, Million Bucks. It's also available on Google Play, Spotify, Amazon. I think you can find it on SoundCloud and YouTube as well. So,
All right. And are you ready to get to our first caller, or would you like to?
Yeah, go for it. That's fine.
All right, Black Terror, would you like to send us our first caller?
413-727.
Surprise, Angela's in the house. Hey, you guys.
What's up?
Angel's in the house. What's up? Hey, Brad. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, and Jules, if you didn't catch it, I got my special guest, The Apparition, online as well. He also goes by App. So if you have any questions for him, I'm sure he would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, Apparition, that's cool. I've been listening to the show. I'm enjoying the tune. That was really, really really good. Fire
Thank
in the
you.
House. Yeah. sure, I'm a singer-songwriter, artist myself, and I usually like to ask the same question of all the artists. I'm on two Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, and also my art has inspired other people to create art. So to me, in my heart, that's a success, you know.
Right.
Want to ask you if you could share with us any kind of moment in your life where you felt like you were a success, you know, enjoy it, like happy as can be, like loving what you do and doing what you love on your grind and in your career.
I've had a few moments. I'm sorry, what was that?
Something that, you know, that would inspire us that you could share. That's what I mean.
Okay, yeah. I've had a few moments like that. Just recently, I sent, one of my friends is good friends with Hobson, and he sent him one of my unreleased songs, which B-Dubs will actually be playing later on in this show. And Hobson texted him back and said, he was like, yo, that was dope. I just downloaded it, even though it's not available for download. He took it off my Dropbox,
nice.
Funnily enough. And that was like a huge honor to me. And a few years back, I sent a clip of me rapping to a world-renowned battle rapper, Disaster, and he DM'd me back and he was like, dude, that was dope. So like,
nice.
Those were two moments that I really knew, like, I'm onto something here, you know?
Yeah, that's so cool. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
And before, Ann Jules, I let you continue, you know, I just have to say to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. We are live with The Apparition and also Ann Jules on the line. Well, Ann Jules, would you like to throw your links out there real quick?
Yes, please. Yeah, thank you so much. You can all can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud underneath my stage name, Ann Jules, AnnJewels. You can also check me out on Untouchable Magazine, issue 4. I'm their first female cover girl, so I got to give a shout-out to John Taylor and represent. Shout-out to the Crip Hop Nation, too. I'm on their 10th anniversary CD with Wonder Mike of Sugar Hill Gang and Robin Noyes of Rappers Delight of Sugar Hill Gang, too. And also we got a track from Run DMC's Daryl McDaniels, so I'm pretty happy to be a part of that. And I'm really grateful. I think I'm now like your this is a, like, I don't know how many times it's been that I've been the first caller, so I'm really grateful for this opportunity. So shout out to all the listeners and the callers, and thank you all for letting me do my thing on here. Peace, blessings,
hey,
to everybody.
Hey, thank you for calling in. And you know what I'm saying, it's, I believe in faith, and you know what I'm saying, just ironically enough, you've been the first caller, so that just shows, you know, your passion and dedication for the show, and I greatly appreciate that. So,
oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. You have a great night, everybody.
You too.
Bye.
Well, that was, before we get to our next caller, I do have to say that's pretty big there, at, you know, the fact that you said Hobson actually downloaded that. That's sick, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up, like, I remember the first time I heard Hobson, actually, because I listened to more old school stuff, you know, DMX and Pac and stuff like that. And this is
right.
When Hobson, you know, came out with the, I can't remember the name of it, but he did that song. Like, I'm awful at remembering names, but one of my friends said, oh, if you like lyricists, you know, and great lyrics and punchlines, you got to check out Hobson. Sure enough,
right.
First song I heard, I was like, yo, this boy's fire. And then it's like, you know, I was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he was one of my idols, you know, as I was, you know, honing my craft and making my own style. He was definitely an influence on me. And to hear, I mean, I started hyperventilating when my friend sent me the screenshot of him, you know, texting Hobson. I like almost died, you know, because that's like such an honor to me.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And we definitely got to keep the show moving, man. So you ready for this next
right.
caller?
Yep, let's get it.
All right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
810-835. Yo, what's up? It's Carlito 810 from Flint, Michigan.
Hey, what's up, Carlito? How you doing, my man?
Chilling, man. What's going on?
Hey, just chilling and running the show, and as soon as I heard that number, I already knew who it was, my man, so I appreciate you being a, you know, fan of the show and the whole broadcast, matter of fact, because I actually hear you on every single show.
Oh, yeah, you know, I try to, you know, I try to show support to where support shows me, you know what I'm saying? It's all a vicious,
yeah.
You try to make it all in a circle, and it all comes back around, you know what I mean?
Definitely, and you got to... Any questions for my special guest, the apparition, also known as App?
Oh, yo, what's up, App?
What's up, man?
You all right? So,
yeah, how about
yeah,
you?
I'm chilling. I got a question that I ask every special guest. So, for you,
okay, go for it.
For you, what was the song or the artist that when you heard them, it made you want to get into hip hop?
Embarrassingly enough, it was Hollywood Undead. I grew up in a pretty conservative, conservative area, and seeing, you know, I'd been listening to Hollywood Undead, but then when they got onto MTV and I saw their music video and stuff, I was like, I want to live that lifestyle. And obviously since then I've matured, you know, past that, but that's what made me want to start writing songs and making music.
Hey, that's what's up. That's the first time I heard that one. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
Hey, kudos to you, bro, for real. Whatever, you know, I don't, to me, whatever avenue, you know, gets you to into music and doing good music, it really doesn't matter. Because I have a lot of influence. I mean, we can go back to, you know, Sammy Hagar, you know what I'm saying? Some Van Halen,
right.
You know what I mean? I mean,
okay.
I love Steven. Aerosmith is one of my favorite bands of all time. Besides the Commodores,
wow.
You know. So I think Steven Tyler
yeah.
is amazing. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's
yeah.
a, you know, so I try to incorporate, you know, because, you know, good lyrics are good lyrics, no matter where they come from.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know,
speaking of good lyrics, I mean, cut you off, Carlito, wait, when I just have to say, I actually was going through my YouTube today. I was actually outside because it was a beautiful 75 degrees out here in Vermont. So I took advantage of the opportunity and I shot some hoops and had my YouTube playlist going on. And Imagine That came up by yours truly, Carlito 810. And that song right there, anybody that likes lyrics and, you know, tell a story in their music, I definitely recommend you go check that out on YouTube by Mr. Carlito 810. Imagine That. That was definitely a fire song, my dude.
Hey, they play, and actually Quantrell been playing it this month on the queue. So it's been playing.
Wow.
It's been featured this month on the Q. Yeah, that was the first single off the first album. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm getting ready to shoot another video in like 3 weeks. It's actually the promo video for Born Ultimatum, because I told you it was originally coming out in January. But, you know, I don't like to rush my product. And there was some songs in there that I had did like 6 months prior because the studio went down. And, I mean, there are some dope songs, and I probably will release them, you know, as like some freebies or something. But, you know, when I look at a project, it has to feel right. You know what I mean? And from one to whatever it is, and I really don't put a number on my project. I just, when it's done, it's done. And I know when it's done. You know what I mean? So it has to be a complete project. And I don't care what Jimmy or Johnny, if they putting 6 or 7 garbage albums out in 5 weeks, I don't care. I'm going to give you a good, solid project. You know, that's my aim.
Right.
So I had to change some up. You know, I put some more different songs in there that I feel are way, you know, way doper to me. You know what I'm saying? Because it fit the concept of the album, you know. We went from Born Identity to Born Ultimatum, you know. And the concept of the first album was my Born ID is an entity. My identification in this world, I am an entity. So it's introducing me as an artist, reintroducing me because I've been out before. So Born Ultimatum is I've solidified my place in hip-hop. So I'm telling you right now, here it comes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just like, you know, I like the transition. I like how much I've grown as an artist because I feel, you know, if you're not growing as an artist, you know, what are you doing it for? You know what I mean? So I'm pretty excited about this project.
And Mr. Carlito, A1O just got to say to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. And would you like to throw your links out there, my man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My name is Carlito, A1O from Flint, Michigan. I have an album out. It's called Born Identity. You can get it in all net stores, including iTunes, Google Play, Xbox Music, wherever you buy good music. My album will be there, or you can get it at im810.com. That's im810.com. My new album, Born Ultimatum, will soon hopefully come in the next month or two, and that will also be available in the same net stores as the first album is available, or it would also be available at im810.com. That's im810.com. You can reach me on Twitter at Carlito810. You can reach me on Instagram at Carlito810. You can reach me on Facebook at Carlito810, my music page, because my personal page is full. Reverb, SoundCloud, YouTube, all Carlito810. You can Google that, or you can go to im810.com. That's im810.com. I got my new single out called Back to the Bricks. They're playing it on Blackout Radio. It's a free download because I'm giving it to the fans because my first album did so well. So it's a free download on SoundCloud. And I got a song called So Dirty about the water crisis. That's a free download on Reverb. And also got a song called What It Looked Like, which is a video on YouTube, which is also a free download on SoundCloud. And then I got a video coming out called Shotas/HMM, and that's HMM is second single for my album, so I'm gonna go a little snippet from that. And then I did a freestyle over Jewel Shotas, and I killed it, so I'm finna shoot a video for that. It's gonna be a /Shotas/HMM, so you know.
To all callers, please hold. And definitely, man. I appreciate it. And thank you all. Thank you for being a fan of the show, Mr. Carlito810. And be sure you tell Mr. Earl Simmons I said what's up.
Hey yo, you can talk to Earl right now. I told niggas when I call in. You know what I mean?
That show goes off the rails every time Carlito hits the lines, man. I appreciate it, bro.
For sure, bro. You have a good one.
You too.
Y'all have a good day, man. I'm going to check you out, too, bro. All
right, I followed you.
All right, for sure. I'm on it right now.
All right, and
to all those callers in the queue, if you are just tuning in, we actually played my special guest, the Apparitions single, at the beginning of the show. Usually I have my 802 Nobody as the intro, but because we got 4 songs to play and him being the special guest, I thought we'd start off with a bang and, you know, switch it up. So you will also hear one of his other tracks played later on. What'd you say the name was, my man?
Heaven Sent.
Heaven Sent. And The first song, I just want to let you know, the guy running the boards, Mr. Black Tear himself, actually sent me a message and said that it was definitely a fire song. So be sure.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely, definitely, man. That's he definitely really really said it was good, man. So I'm sure he's definitely can't wait to hear the next one as well. But did you want to add anything or keep it moving to our next caller?
I'll throw my social media links out again. If y'all want to follow me on Instagram, it's THEAPPARITION. That's the apparition, all one word. And yeah, that's my social media that I'm most active on. So,
all right. And real quick, before we get to our next caller, anybody who just tuned in, if you didn't hear when Julianne Jules reached the lines, her question to the apparition was, you know, what was the biggest moment of your career so far, you would say? And he said that Hobson himself actually downloaded one of his songs. So this man right here is no joke. So be sure you all go and check him out. And I guarantee you guys will be a fan. If you don't leave with something, you know, something of your interest, then, you know, something's wrong with you. But definitely go check it out, and we hope you all like it. But let's continue, and who do we got next, Black Tear?
734-799.
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? It's your boy, Four Wheels and a Mic.
What's your name again, man?
Four Wheels and a Mic.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That, I definitely like that. It's definitely catchy and, you know, different. So, but did you want to ask? Did you want to say anything, my man? What you calling in for? Are you promoting an album or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm an MC out of Detroit. I don't have any projects just out right now. I'm trying to get this concept for my next mixtape out called The Inbetweener. It should be out sometime this summer. But I'm an MC that likes to spit bars. I'm always ready to spit bars, and I'm always willing to work with other people and network. I love hip hop to the core, so you know, I love all music though. So I work with punk bands, and I also work doing some gaming and other podcasts, stuff like that. I'm kind of all
definitely
over the place.
Are you a first time caller into the show?
No, I've called into your show a couple times.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think you've just been not able to get through the other shows, because I don't remember you calling in the other show, that's why I asked, but I do appreciate you calling in, my man, and definitely, you know, being a fan of the show. So, do you have any questions for my special guest?
Oh, yeah, man, so you said Hollywood Undead was the first thing that, you know, what made you want to write and live the life, you know, get this hip-hop and musical lifestyle. Do you remember the first time you heard a line that you just couldn't get out of your head though? Like the first bar that was like, "Ooh, I need to step my game up," or "Ooh, I can do something better than that."
I mean, it would have to be something off Eminem's Relapse, because I mean, when I first started writing, I was writing like Hollywood Undead, but then I heard Eminem's Relapse, and like, it wasn't that great lyrically, I guess, but I mean, the multi-syllable rhymes on that album were just so insane. That was my first time hearing multi-syllable rhymes like that intense. And that really made me realize, like, okay, I can't just do Dr. Seuss rhymes, ABC, like Hollywood Undead does. You know, I was like, I need to step it up. And that, I mean, that took me to a whole nother notch after that point. So
definitely.
All right. And
I have a similar.
My bad, bro. I just have to say to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. And Mr. Two Wheels and a Mic, did you wanna drop a quick 8 bars for us, so anybody that's listening in can hear what you're capable of?
Yeah, definitely. You can catch me at Four Wheels and a Mic at SoundCloud and Twitter and Facebook, and that's four wheels with the number 4, wheels and a mic. And my bars go something like this. I walk a fine line between savagery and humanity, dropping mad rhymes and cats looking out like insanity. This real can it be like a swinging from in a canopy? George of the jungle banging on my tris. Can it see the jungle is a rumble? Sometimes I wonder, could it take me under like the message of Melly Mel when I thunder in my stomach? But I plummet with this thought of vision, inner vision, so I interlude inner visions. All right,
definitely.
Yeah, it was dope.
definitely fuck with that. And I gotta apologize to you, my man. I can't believe I just said two wheels and a mic. It's four wheels and a mic. I definitely
that can be the alter ego. It's okay. It's okay. We all mess up on the MC name sometimes.
All right, man. Definitely, if you can, my man, we do have to keep the show moving. We got other callers in the queue, but that was definitely fire. So if you can, my man, just stay in the queue, and you will hear another song, Heaven Sent, by The Apparition, playing real soon.
Yeah, Apparition, you can. I would love to do some work with you, man. I feel your energy, and I appreciate the time.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, hit me up on my Instagram. It's THE. APPARITION, The Apparition. Just follow me and DM me or whatever, and we'll talk there.
All right, man. Definitely.
All right, man.
All right, thanks. Thanks again for all the callers in the queue. We are going to get to you as soon as we can, and I just wanted to check in with my special guest, see if there's anything that he wants to throw out there before we get to our next caller. You want to throw anything out there, Apparition?
No, you can go to the next caller.
All right, and what I'm thinking we'll do is we'll try to get to two more callers, and we'll play your Heaven Sent. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
484-908. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man, what's going on, y'all? My name is Poetic Soul 215. I'm an artist out of Philadelphia. I'm just grinding, man, just making a lot of music. I got an upcoming project coming up titled Failure. It's not an option. I chose to pick that title because it shows my ambition and my dedication towards the art of hip-hop.
Okay,
what's
up.
And I definitely like the name, man. It's definitely really catchy and unique, and definitely like that, man.
Thanks, man, because, you know, it gives you a sense of, you know, inspiration, you know what I mean? Like, when you put your head down, like, damn, you know what I mean? I just want this shit to work out for me, you know? Like, it keeps me elevated, and it keeps me grounded. Like, yo, like, I'm not going to stay stagnant. I'm going to keep going as hard as I can, and I'm going to make it, so... Failure is not an option, you know, like, no matter what, I will, you know, walk through the threshold of this industry, you know what I mean? And I'm forced to be reckoned with, man. Poetic Soul 215.
That's definitely the part, you know, the right attitude to have, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of artists out there that have all the talent in the world, but they got the most horrific attitudes, and I think that, you know, jeopardizes everything. I think that what makes an artist spectacular is the fact that not just their lyrics and their talent, I think it's their attitude as well. Like me, I would rather work with, you know, a up-and-coming, you know, rookie, humble artist than a very good, egotistical, arrogant artist any day of the week. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
And you can just sense, you know, when someone comes on the line such as yourself, you can just sense like, hey, this person really means it, and I just get nothing but good vibes for you, my man. So definitely keep that attitude, and I have a feeling you'll definitely make it to the big leagues, my man. But do you definitely have any questions for my special guest, the Apparition, also known as App?
I didn't even realize it. Oh, okay. Apparition. So Apparition. I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Was it hard for you to get radio play? Like, is it all about radio play, or is it about, you know, mustering up a huge following before you get radio play? So the support would be longer, you know what I mean? So, like, if I have a huge following, then they will follow me and also, you know, rotate my music. But it's not always about, you know, the mission to get your music put out on the radio. Like, shouldn't you have a huge following before you get your music played on the radio?
I see what you're saying, but I feel like there's a certain balance needed because, I mean – you can have the biggest following in the world, but that in itself isn't going to get your music played on the radio. And then you can have your music played on the radio all day, but if your music's trash, you're never going to get a following. So,
right.
I mean, and also when someone's in the car hearing your song on the radio, they don't know what your following is. You know what I'm saying? They just hear, oh shit, I like that. You know, I'm going to go look that guy up more. So, I mean, at some point, once you've reached everyone in your area that you can, you know, and you, I mean, there's always going to be people in your area that don't care for you and stuff. But I mean, that once
right.
you've done all you can do in your city and stuff, then you have to branch out. And, you know, I have $1 million being played on the radio across the country right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm reaching people over in Cleveland and down in Miami and stuff that I would never, you know, be able to reach from New Orleans on my own, you know, so.
Well, congratulations upon that, man. I mean, the commute, you know, like just to reach a destination, I know it was, you know, long and, you know, like, and it wasn't easy. So I commend you on,
oh, yeah,
you know, no. you know, because, you know, like, even though, you know, like your title of your album is not failure, is not an option, but you had that mentality. So that's what's up.
Yeah. Thank you.
And before I let you continue, my man, I do got to just make a quick PSA to all the callers in the queue. Please hold right where you are. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. But do you got anything else to add, my man? You want to throw any links out there or promote any shows, mixtapes, et cetera, you're doing?
Yes, of course. Like I said, I'm putting together this project. It's called Failure. It's not an option. Again, you know, my name is Poetic Soul 215. You can follow me at you can follow me on my social media at Instagram Poetic Soul. That's SOEL 215 on Instagram. Poetic Soul spelled the same exact way. Jackson on Facebook. You can log in and, you know, kind of, you know, familiarize yourself with, you know, my style and my storytelling. Thank you, man.
Hey, no, not a problem. Thank you for calling in. And just if you can, stay in the queue for me, my man. You can hear the Apparition's next single, which is going to be played after we get to our next caller.
All right. I'll hold on.
All right. You want to send us our next caller, Black Tear?
919-745. What's good, family? This is Sean Red Rome from North Carolina, fresh out the queue. I'm just coming through to let y'all know, man, I got that Yellow Tape Part 4 mixtape. Got 25 tracks on it, man. I'm working hard on that. I just dropped a video for the first song off the mixtape probably 2 days ago. We going up into 500 views right now, man. About to get the promo team on that. We trying to hit a 500K in 2 weeks, trying to do some major things in 2017, man. Just grinding nonstop, keeping a humble head, man, trying to learn all that I can from anybody that I can and network with anybody I can. So my Twitter is Sean Redrum, SHAUNREDRUM. Instagram spelled the same way, just put 91 on the end. You can search me on Facebook, YouTube, Google, even though that sounds cliche, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, man, I'm ready. Ready to work at all times. Ready to go and do anything at all times. I don't have to get ready because I stay ready. And also, I'm thinking about running to be the governor of North Carolina at the next election, too.
If you're serious, my man, that'd definitely be dope. That'd be awesome because, like, I might be on the line right now with a, you know, future governor. So,
yeah, man, I think
I'm honored.
Yeah, Carolina, man, I put my state on that much, man. Like, not even just about my state, man. I just feel like hip hop is in a time right now. We need something fresh right now. It seems like everybody doing the same kind of thing, the same kind of vibe. I want to bring back the golden era, like the 90s vibe, man, that we used to have when people used to rap for real. I don't see too many of these new artists
right.
that can rap in a cypher. I'm tired and I'm bored. You know what I'm saying? So it's up to us
right.
to get the vibes going. That's what I'm all about. So I hope y'all link with me and check it out, man. That video is on YouTube. It's Sean Redrum, SHAUN space REDRUM is one word. On me, ONME, produced by Illy Rock. Y'all check that out, man. It's official video, good quality, no fuck around bullshit. If I just had to say it like that.
All right, man. I'll definitely be sure I go and try to check it out when I can, my man. But I definitely appreciate you calling in. I think you're a first time caller, am I right?
Oh yeah. Definitely a first time caller. Also, I want to say one more thing. All the callers in the queue, make sure you link up with me, man. If we come together, we can make this happen. Sean Redrum, SHAUN space REDRUN. Let's link up. Major moves. Major key alert.
I follow you on Instagram, by the way.
Oh yeah, I'll follow you back.
Thank y'all.
All right, man.
And I definitely do want to say, my man, if you can, do me a favor, be sure you call in to the next show. The show airs every other Monday, so bi-weekly at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You call in next show, I'll put you on as well. How's that sound?
Okay, yeah, for sure. I want to figure out how to get one of my songs played. Man, I be hearing artists getting their songs played. I need that exposure as well.
Yeah, just message me on Facebook, Brad, BRADBOURN, B as in boy, OURN, and just message me, and after the show, I'll hit you up, and we can discuss it, man.
Okay, all right, I'll hit you up. Appreciate y'all.
All right, appreciate you too, man. All right, to all the callers in the queue, thank you all for tuning in to 802 Radio. We're going to take a quick intermission, play my special guest host's next track, and we're going to bring you guys right back on as soon as the song's done. So please do not hang up, because if you hang up, you will lose your spot. So without further ado, the apparition, would you like to introduce us to this next song?
Yeah, this is called Heaven Sent, and it's by me, and it's off my upcoming album, Kaluminati.
I'm a force to be reckoned with. My style's so accurate, I never miss. And my feelings are the best. Now I could even try to show you on the track, but all that a feeling that I'm heaven sent.
Y'all wanna get gangster with me? Then we can do it. I'm a G and this is baloney. I'm silent with every movement. A giant, I'm coming through maniacal with my influence. Don't act surprised and confused when I bring the violence to you. I'm so sick of you bitch ass pussy motherfuckers. You pulled a gun on me and ended up catching some punches. There's a lesson to be learned. Don't mess with the person who is unafraid of death. You should definitely be concerned. I bought myself a tech and then I bought a mag. Wrote my name on every bullet. Bitch, I'll give you my autograph. I gotta protect my woman. I gotta protect the baby. But for the record, have you even checked my record lately? I'm really about that life. You just acting like Kevin Spacey. It's the apparition about to turn you into Patrick Swayze. The fact is I'm crazy. It didn't take no practice to make me deadly. I aim it at your head and shoulders. Fuck boy, you extra flaky. How's this one for imagery? I could turn over a new leaf. That just means that I would still be flipping tree. But mind your business, don't try to limit the dividends that I'm getting. I gotta get it how I'm living, and that's my decision. Society has never seen the likes of this type of villain. Might climb a building, jump off a pile, drive an infant. My heart is so cold, I don't cry. It's like cryogenics to keep from going postal. It takes all of the might within. And I see all my enemies like the latest sci-fi edition. But soon you'll be seeing me on the web just like a spider spinning. And I'm a force to be reckoned with. My shot is so accurate, I'll never miss. And my skill is evident. And I could even try to show you on the track, but all that'll prove is that I'm heaven sent. And I'm a force to be reckoned with. My shot is so accurate, I'll never miss. And my skill is evident. And I could even try to show you on the track, but all that'll prove is that I'm heaven sent. I'm beast mode, the streets know, unleash flows, let heat go, deplete foes, increase dough, keep the G code, make hits like Pete Rose, they said watch the throne, but that's my seat though, I'm a barefoot, Lego walking, flexing on them, nothing less than God, exergonic, T-Rex with extended arms, my repertoire, got my enemies stressing hard, because I set the bar next to stars, don't you have a bench to warm, and I'm a force to be reckoned with, my shot is so accurate, I'll never miss. And my skill is evident. And I could even try to show you on the track, but all that'll prove is that I'm heaven sent. And I'm a force to be reckoned with. My shot is so accurate, I'll never miss. And my skill is evident. And I could even try to show you on the track, but all that'll prove is that I'm heaven sent.
Ooh, that's definitely another dope song, my man. I definitely like that one a lot. I like the vibe of that one. And let me just ask real quick, man, what motivated you to write that song, my man? Because that sounded like very, what's the word I'm looking for? It sounded like every lyric you basically spit in there, it sounded like you meant every word. So is there a meaning behind that song?
Yeah, Well, I mean, that whole song is really interesting because I'd say that was the only one on my upcoming album that didn't have any other influences besides myself. I wasn't, you know, mimicking anything. I didn't have the beat made to sound like anyone. I literally had that melody stuck in my head, that I had it stuck in my head, so I recorded myself whistling that melody, and I sent it to my producer, and I was like, can you make a beat out of this? And I was expecting like some, like maybe old school hip hop beat, but he came back with that. And I mean, something happened to me over last summer where I got like, it's a whole long story. But like someone ended up like pulling a gun on me, and I had to fight him off by hand. And like that really pissed me off. And that beat, I was like, if there was ever a beat that I needed to like speak on that about, it would, you know, it'd be that one. So I just wrote from the heart, you know.
Definitely, man. And thank God, you know, nothing serious happened that day, and you're still with us, you know what I'm saying? Because you definitely got talent, my dude, and definitely, you know, thank God nothing happened so we could hear this great music, you know, so.
Thank you, yeah.
And not a problem. And you definitely ready to continue with the show? You want to throw your links out one more time?
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at The Apparition. That's THEAPPARITION. You can find my Facebook page. That's The Apparition Music. Those are my two main social medias. So.
And both songs that you played on the air today, both, can we go on to one of those links and download it? Is it free download, or is it off the album you have to pay for? Or?
Actually, Heaven Sent is not released anywhere yet. That is going to be on my upcoming album. I don't know when exactly I'm going to release it, but I mean, follow my social media, and I'll definitely be updating everyone on there. And I'm going to do a video for that song, and I'll be dropping it the same day I release the album as like a promo. Million Bucks, though, is available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, even Napster. I mean, who the fuck uses Napster? I don't know, but it's on there. And you can also find that on SoundCloud and YouTube as well. So,
well, I definitely appreciate you allowing us to be the first to play it before it's even released, man. So that's definitely a blessing right there. But we do have to keep the show rolling because we got so many callers to get to. Are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
313-742. Hello?
Hello, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
Hey, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Detroit, Michigan, man. This is Pure Quality calling. Pure Quality Music.
Oh, that's definitely what's up, my man. Do you want to, what you calling in for? To promote, to throw your links out, to spit? What you calling in for, man?
Just to promote.
All right, floor is yours, man. What you got for us?
All right, first off, I want to just say I'm Pure Quality. This is Pure Quality Music Co., a production company based out of Detroit, Michigan. I'm specializing in hip-hop, R&B, leasing exclusive rights. You know, I'm available right now, whole project specials right now. I'm also being my register, so everything should be fine with that. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at the same name of It's PQ, that's ITSPQ. You can find me on Facebook, Pure Quality, that's cap on our cap, PURE Quality. If anybody is looking for new music for their new albums or mixtapes or whatever you got going on, just a little different sound from the typical Detroit sound, you can definitely contact me at 313-742-9525. Again, that's 313-742-9525. And that's Pure Quality. You can also go on SoundCloud.com. It's PQ. Put that in there. Type that in there. And you can go find some of my samplers that I got on there. And get a little small taste of some of the sounds that I made.
All right.
Okay, my man. And we definitely appreciate you calling in. If you could do me a favor, bro, definitely wait in the queue, and if there's time, I'll try to put you back up. If not, the show airs every other Monday, bi-weekly at 6 p.m., so if you call in next show, we'll definitely put you back on. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, bro.
All right. Still quality.
All right. All right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
313-948.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
What up, though?
Hey,
I'm back at it
again. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit. It's Lake the Great. I'm doing a little promo right quick. This Thursday, Throw a Check Thursday, special guest Lil Mike performing. Any artist want to perform, it's $100 for the slot, and you get a promo video also on top of that. Something that nobody's doing right now. And we do have the BMI for people to go and get their BMI right, and you can perform, and you know you get your check off of that. So April 27th, we at Black Orchid, 17040 Plymouth, Detroit, Michigan. You can get at me at Lakes the Great on Facebook, or LeAndre Lakes the Great Davis on Facebook. Inbox me for a slot. It's definitely going to be a night to remember. If everybody remember Lil Mike, he did his little time. He's back. He working. We working. And then on top of that, we got another show. Where is that? May 11th. At where we at? We at the Bullfrog, May 11th, performing live with his smash hit, Leon Taylor, Like Bay. He's an R&B artist. He's having an EP and single release party for everybody to come out. He's bringing R&B back for artists. And shout out to News Doppler. Shout out to K-Mir. They're my partners. They be working. And also shout out to Don P. In 2 weeks, we're going to be at the Starlight Lounge. Everybody come on out. Artists are free to 10:30 to perform. You can get in there, sign up, and you get in free. And then the ladies are free to 10:30 also. But if you need that work, hit my line. It's going down. No days off.
All right, bro, and I definitely appreciate you calling in. And if you can, my man, next show is, if you caught it, it's biweekly, every other Monday, 6 p.m., or you can also wait in the queue, and if there's time, I'll try to put you back on.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Can I give my number right quick? If you want a part of
the
show, if you want to be a part of the show, hit me up at 313-948-2140. Once again, 313-948-2140. Lakes the Great. I'm out.
All right. Thank you, Lake the Great. Have a good one, bro.
See you.
All right. Peace. All right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
443-806. Hello.
Hey, what's going
what's
on?
Up? What's up, man? It's Teardrop, man. Baltimore City stand up. What's up?
Hey, just chilling, bro. Running the show. And what you calling in for today, my man? You got an album to promote? Show? What's up?
Yeah. I just dropped Family Business. The mixtape is all over the internet. Splitter that turf. My mixtapes, just dropped hard copies. It's in stores. It's coming out in about 2 weeks under the label I signed with on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, all the other great sites. And yeah, man, I'm working, man. I'm working on a movie, Family Business. And I'm just pushing, man.
That's definitely what's up, man. And I salute you for doing your thing and grinding, bro. And do you have any questions for my special guest? If you didn't catch his name, it's The Apparition, also known as App. If you were listening in, we played both of his songs. So the song that you just heard, Heaven Set, that was his track. As alongside earlier in the show, we played his other track. What was it called, Apparition?
$1 million.
$1 million, and he's definitely doing his thing, bro. So if you got any questions for him?
Yeah, I gotta tell him keep pushing, man. Like, all dreams come true, man. Just gotta stay active.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
All right, bro, definitely, and I appreciate you calling in. And are you a first-time caller yourself?
No, you play my music on the radio, man. This is Be More Teardrop, man.
Oh yeah, my bad, bro. I had a bunch of liquor last night with my brother, so I'm kind of like forgetting a lot of stuff. So
already, man. But I just want to shout out where they can find me at, or how they can get with me. And I'm off y'all line, so y'all can send it to y'all. You can follow me on Facebook as Ted Drop, on Instagram, Be More Ted Drop, no underscores, Twitter, TMZ Ted Drop, and YouTube, Hardhead TMZ, and y'all can check all my new latest videos out. I'm out. Peace out. I appreciate all the love y'all giving, man. All right,
definitely, bro, and I definitely appreciate you calling in. You want to add anything before we get to our next caller, app?
Everybody just stay blessed up, man. Get to that green, man. Motivation our keys to success out here, man, for real. We don't need support sometimes.
Right.
When the less support can create a talented artist and talented radio station. Just remember that. All right,
definitely growing. Definitely waiting the queue for us.
Alrighty, bro. I appreciate the love y'all giving.
Hey, same back. Same to you.
Alright,
Ab, what were you gonna say, my man? I apologize for that.
Oh no, I don't really have anything to add.
Alright. So let's keep it moving then. Black Terror, who do we got next?
515-988. Hello, what's up? What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's up?
What's good?
So, listen, man, I go by the name of CB Bigger. That's New Year 96.
Hey, bro, you're kind of cutting out a little bit. Are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm in the car right now.
All right, you want to say your name one more time? Because it literally, like, was fading out. We heard, like, a quick few seconds of it, and then it cut out.
Yo, man, I go by the name of CB Bigger.
All right. I got a little bit of that. I mean, I don't know if you can try to pull over and call back in, man, but it's definitely like cutting in and out, and I don't want you to not be heard. So if you can, bro, try to call back in.
Yeah, I'm about to call back in. Give me like a.
Oh, there you go, right there. That's a lot better, actually.
It's about to cut back out, so, you know, I call right back to him.
All right, bro, definitely.
All
right, Black Terror, who do we got next? Sometimes that happens, yo.
860-626.
What up, yo, man? It's your boy from Connecticut, Money Mike, man. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on?
Good, what's up?
I ain't been calling for in a little second, been promoting. I've been working on a lot of music with my mans and stuff. I'm trying to put my boy Floss Montana out there, yo. So you guys got to go look up Floss Montana on SoundCloud because his shit is popping, everything foreign. You know what I'm saying? And then I got my music out here, too, like, you know what I'm saying? So Money Mike, you can catch me on Facebook at MikeySurace. We're from Connecticut, man, the A60, and we really doing big things out here. My whole hood rock with our music. The whole hood rock with this shit. Like, we are out here right now, and it's live.
Like, that's definitely what's crazy. Up, man. So how's it feel to be a local, you know, hood celebrity then?
It's kind of crazy. I ain't even going to stunt, yo. Sometimes it's fun, and then sometimes it's not. Like, when the police start harassing you and shit, that shit's not fun, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like,
yeah.
But, like, other than that, like, yo, we be deep, yo. We be doing it. We be doing the most, yo. Like, we make really good music, like, and it's, like, really popping, and y'all should just check it out. Like, that's all I'm saying. Check out Mikey Surace and check out Floss Montana coming out of Connecticut. Like, we're doing some big things right now.
And what are the YouTube links for that again? YouTube or SoundCloud links for that again?
The SoundCloud links?
Yeah, or YouTube. Do you got any links, like, so we can actually go and listen?
Okay. On my Facebook wall, I have all my videos.
Hey, bro, are you on speaker? Because it went very kind of quiet for a second. I just want you to be heard crystal clear so we can look you up.
All right. If you look up Everything Foreign on SoundCloud by Floss Montana, everything is on SoundCloud. Everything is on SoundCloud right now. And then we're about to get the videos popping and everything like that. But
All right, definitely. That's what's up. And if you got any questions for my special guest, The Apparition, also known as App.
Yeah, how you get into doing some shows out of town and stuff like that? We're trying to get shows. We're trying to do all this type of – we're trying to get it, man. We're trying to live it how we live it. We're trying to get shows.
That's just a blessing, honestly. I mean, I can't really say anything more than that. My friend Booski, he is like in charge of the label I'm on, Last Name Music. Y'all can go check us out or whatever. But thank you. Look me up on Instagram at The Apparition. But he got in touch with like a promoter from Tampa, and she does all kinds of shit and stuff. But like, I'm not even gonna lie, she's hard to get in touch with.
If anybody were to take time to look up Mikey Cerace, MikeySurace, any of his videos, or look up Floss Montana, I swear to God, be famous overnight. You won't be able to stop playing our music. Everybody plays our music. Our shit is so popping right now, it's crazy.
That's
that
awesome.
Shit is live, yo.
And I definitely appreciate you calling in, my dude, and I definitely hate to cut it short, but we do got other callers and, you know, so little time to do the show. So if you definitely can, call in next show, which is not this Monday, but next Monday. I'm going to actually look for the date right now, and I'll say it live so that way anybody listening in can call in the next time. So definitely appreciate you calling in, bro.
Thank you.
And
no problem. I'm always listening. You know, my phone is always on. Recently, I'm about to start calling in more back to back like I used to. I'm about to really be back on it, but I've been really promoting my boy Floss right now. I had to fall back for a second, but you know,
out. I'm sure we all been there, so definitely appreciate you for calling in, bro.
You guys, be on the lookout for that 860 kid, Money Mike from Connecticut, man. Holla at me. MikeySurace. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Man.
Hey, big shout out to all the callers that called in so far, and big shout out to Money Mike. And I also wanted to, before we get to our next caller, for those of you who might be a first-time caller into the show, we actually just reached over 37,000 listeners. So that's definitely a big, you know, a blessing in itself.
37,000 listeners.
37,000. Yep, we actually just got a picture a few weeks back, and we actually are well over 37,000. I think it's like 37,000, like 100 and something. So with every show, we get a bunch more. So we just can't thank you all enough for supporting the show and taking time to hang out with us. And I know you guys thank people like me and Black Tear who do the show, but without you guys, you know, none of this would be possible. So we thank you. And before we get to our next caller, definitely do me a favor. Be sure you go on to Google or Yahoo, any massive search engine that you use. Type in www.prentice.com. PRENTICE, therapper.com. That's all one word. Once again, www.prentisetherapper.com. That is the artist that I manage. He's actually on Instagram as well, at _prentice. And you can follow him on there. He's actually a four-bar veteran. There's a thing on Instagram called Four Bar Friday, and the winner gets their picture on or their video, not just picture, they get their video on star NBA Portland Trailblazer point guard's Instagram page, Damian Lillard. He actually will post the winner on his actual Instagram page. And if you scroll down, you'll see like five of my artists' videos on there. So also big shout out to, Damian Lillard for having a platform like that and doing that and, you know, helping out artists in need. So
We definitely appreciate it, and we're going to definitely keep the show rolling. So, got anything you want to add?
Do I have anything I want to add?
Yeah, do you got anything you want to add, Apparition?
Oh, no, I'm good.
All right, bro. Black Terror, who do we got next?
757-675.
Oh, hello there. Hey,
hello.
Hey, what's going on, Brad? What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? I know this voice. I'm guessing this is Mr. Quantrill.
Yes, it is. Host of the Q every Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Definitely, just shout out to the whole Black Eye Radio Network. Just right quick, because you said you had an artist up here, right?
Yeah. His name's Apparition, or you can just call him App.
App. Hey, Mr. App, if you could go back to any decade in the industry, whether it be the 80s, the 90s, or the 2000s, something like that, what decade would you go back into, and why?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, I'm pretty young myself, and I didn't even start listening to hip hop until, say, more than 10 to 11 years ago. And I mean, I understand the game is in a completely different place now, and I haven't studied up on old hip hop much. I normally tend to study the greats of like today, you know what I'm saying? Like the Hobsons and all that stuff. But I would like to go back to the 90s and kind of study that, because I feel like that's, you know, that's that kind of middle ground from where it started to where it is today that, you know, I'd like to get in better touch with, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, hey, that's definitely pretty good advice there. Well, pretty much all I'm just promoting pretty much is the show. The Q airs every Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to our recent eight-bar challenge winner. We had a hip hop drop show, a 2-hour show. It aired last Friday. We had a lot of challenges. Shout out to our first battle rap champion, Mr. KOKE313. Just letting everybody know you can call him out anytime live during the queue, and we'll set up a battle rap challenge for the following episode. You can challenge him for his championship belt. So definitely, anybody that can battle rap, anybody has any lyrics, definitely call into the show on Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can definitely challenge him then. Also, shout out to the 8-bar challenge winner, Jimmy Figa. Out of New York, he won the recent 8-bar challenge. Him and the battle rap champion are going to be getting their own cipher. We're going to be doing a Clavicus freestyle session cipher, and we're going to be setting that up sometime this week, next week. So everybody can look out for that. If you want to check out our show, facebook.com/theq16. You can definitely use this number right here and call in Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And definitely just take advantage of that. And also check out our label, QLN Entertainment. And that's facebook.com/QLNENT. And you can take advantage of all that right off the bat. Definitely see what we got going on as well. But definitely shout out to Jimmy Figa, KOKE313. Shout out to our second and third place winners of 8-Bar Challenge. They're also on the cipher as well. So definitely big advantage. And if anybody wants to submit any music to my show, if you want to get your music aired live on the show, email us at theclown@rockandmail.com. That's theqlown at rockandmail.com.
Okay. And we definitely appreciate you calling in. And once again, guys, that's every Friday. Be sure you call into that show. What was the time again? At 8, you said?
No, every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, 6 o'clock, my bad.
Six o'clock,
guys. It's another show on the same broadcast as this one, so that's the same number. So be sure you save the number, and that's one of the many other shows on the broadcast. It's another platform to call in and promote. And big shout out to the Q. They do a lot of challenges and 8-bar challenges, and they also have Funny Crap of the Week as well. So definitely, if you guys are into stuff like that, be sure you tune in and call in there as well.
All right, well, definitely shout out to you. And again, facebook.com/theq16 if you want to follow us on Facebook. Definitely check out any updates on the show and also any past episodes you want to listen to, audiomac.com/artist/QLNENT. That's audiomac.com/artist/QLNENT if you want to check out all those past episodes of the queue. So besides that, shout out to you on the Black Radio Network.
All
All right, thank you very much, and thank you for calling in.
All right.
All right, to all the callers in the queue, please do not hang up. We are going to get to one of our next songs that we have by one of my other guests that called into last show. He also invested in the artist promo packages in last show as well. Big shout out to the Midwest Matthew. He wanted me to be sure to throw his links out there. That's his links on SoundCloud, on Instagram, on YouTube. All one word, lowercase the Midwest Matthew. So be sure you go check it out. And this track is called It's My Birthday. Please do not hang up. And we'll get back to you callers as soon as the song's done. That was It's My Birthday by Midwest Matthew. What'd you think of that song, Apparition?
I liked it. It I like that. It was a nice style, and I don't know if it was just me over the phone or what, but on one of those parts that his voice kind of sounded like Chamillionaire. It kind of reminded me of Chamillionaire a little bit. So,
oh yeah. I definitely
got that too.
Yeah, I fucks with that. That's dope.
All right, and real quick, I do have a question for you, but before I ask you it, I do need to say to all the callers, please hold. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. I'm just going to ask my special guest a quick question. Something that I always found out with every artist is every artist has obviously a different taste of music and stuff like that. My question to you is, what is one artist that you think is very talented that does not get as much credit as you think that they deserve? So, like, for instance, I'll give you an example. For me, it's Xzibit. I think Xzibit is absolutely nasty lyrically. I like what he talks about. I like his freestyles. I like his lyrics. But I've never heard anybody put him in their top 10 or top 5 best of all time. You know, he's in my top 10 easily. So that would be an example. Who is somebody that you put in your top 5 or top 10 that you don't really hear as much?
That's a good question. Really, I feel like anyone on Strange Music, anyone on Strange Music is good. Ritz, Seth's Crew, Chris, Calico, Tech N9ne. I mean, Tech N9ne is better known, and a lot of people say him, but I mean, all of Strange Music needs more, respect in the industry, if you ask me. And then, there's also this dude, Schizophrenic. He's like with this group, Disrespectful, I think, and like he's not popular at all, but I found him on SoundCloud, and that dude's flow is like ridiculously insane, like nothing I've ever heard before. He definitely needs more credit too. That's Schizo, Schizo, space Phrenic, Frenic, and that dude is just out of this world with his shit. So.
That's the thing about me is, you know, I listen to music, and some of these artists that I hear, my exact words is, how the hell have they not been recognized yet? You know, they got it all. They got some of the best sounding music I heard. And then no offense to him, but everybody knows that I'm going to tell it how it is. I can't stand Stitches. I really don't like Kodak Black. I don't like Lil Uzi Vert at all. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, how the hell is Lil Uzi Vert heard of, but yet all these other people that are a million times better, you know, they're pushed aside for these little Uzi Verts and stuff like that. You know, to me, it just kind of just shows about the industry. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, the whole industry is it revolves around money and who has the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be the dopest artist of all time. You could be the best lyrically, best rapper. Your bars could be on point for years and years, and you'll never get discovered if you don't invest your money the right way. But you could be poo. You could be Lil Yachty just singing some, you know, toddler shit with some autotune. And if you invest a few $1,000, you can get your songs played on the radio all across the country, all across the world. You can do all kinds of shit if you just have the money behind it. And that's where a lot of people struggle. A lot of the best lyricists that I know are washing dishes at a restaurant, you know, from like 5 o'clock to 10 PM a few nights a week. And
facts,
like,
yeah,
they'll never make it. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Yeah. And that's the hardest part about it. And, I could talk about this for hours, bro, but we literally only have like about maybe, I want to say maybe, I think 17 more minutes left of the show. So, we do got to keep it going, but, let's get to our next caller. And then, we're going to we have one more song we're going to try to end on. So before we put the callers on, please try to have your links and everything ready so that way we can just try to be respectful and get as many people on as we can. So who do we got next, Black Tear?
734-788.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, my man? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Shit, this is Mac Trey from Trey Mob Records. I'm calling from Michigan.
Oh, that's what's up, man. How you doing? What you calling in for tonight? What you got to promote for us?
Doing good. We actually just dropped the EP. It's all original, 7 songs. It's 19 minutes. We dropped it on, it's on iTunes, Apple Music, soon to be on Spotify, Rhapsody, and Amazon MP3, etc. It's called On the Low, O-N-T-H-E-L-O-3-Ws. and it's called "I'm the Lowest," Tin Man and Mac Trey, and it's on DatPiff, SoundCloud, YouTube. You literally can find it anywhere, and all original product. That's really all I'm calling to promote. We dropped the new EP. We got new visuals for it, merchandise, everything. I just want everybody who's interested, go check it out. It's real creative. We actually did two canvases as the artwork for the tracking list and the cover. So it's 100% original creativity, and we worked real hard on it. And then the YouTube link is youtube.com/TR3MOBTV. The SoundCloud link is soundcloud.com/TR3MOB Records. The DatPiff link, you just go to DatPiff and search "I'm the Low" with 3 W's. It's just going to pop right up for you guys.
All right, man, and I definitely appreciate you calling in. And you can please call in to the very to the next show, which is next Monday, but the Monday after. I'll be before the show ends, I'll actually say the exact date that is.
All right, yeah. I mean, I'd like to honestly get some music played possibly too. If, whatever it takes, just let me know. I like
all
to
right,
do
just,
it. All right,
just add me on Facebook, Brad, B-R-A-D, Born, B-O-U-R-N, B as in boy, O-U-R-N. And once the show goes off the air, I'll definitely hit you up and let you know.
Okay, sounds good. You take care.
Hey, you too.
All right, man. See ya.
Yep.
All right, who do we got next, Black Hair?
We got 810-449.
Hello.
Hey,
what's good?
What you calling from? What's your name? Where you from?
It's SKF Sat from Flint, Michigan. Hella Gramps.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's happening, Brad?
Hey, just chilling, bro. What you calling in for tonight, my man?
We promoting a couple projects. First one, my EP, The Sway Zombie, is coming. It's going to be dropping real soon. My younger brother got an EP that he working on. You know what I'm saying? It's going through Hella Gramps Promotions. The Green Print, it's a various artist mixtape for the Stoners. And, you know what I'm saying, basically all the artists around Michigan. Then my little brother, his track Vibing Out was just debuted on D-Wild Mixtape, the Stoners Club. Check that out on DatPiff. And we just had a 420 party. And it's just more to come, you know what I'm saying?
All right, definitely, bro, definitely, and that's what's up, my man. And is that all you got for now? Because you're more than welcome to throw any links out, or if you want, you're welcome to put your number out there. But I mean, just keep in mind, you know, if you do that, we might have people on there that try to be clever and, you know, try to prank call. But I mean, I'm sure that happens. But I mean, if you want to say anything else, my man, feel free.
All right, well, if anybody out there looking for me, y'all can find me at Santez Lil Silly Stingley on Facebook. On Twitter, it's Sap. On Instagram, it's Sap. On Snapchat, it's Sap in Your Mouth. Hit up my little brother, Jimmy Barnes, on Facebook.
Or Hella Gramps Promotion page.
Or the Hella Gramps Promotion page. Or you can go to the Misfit Music ENT page. Add us. If you need promotions, cover art, beats, studio time, promo packages, just inbox us. You know what I'm saying? If y'all here, I'm gonna give y'all my number out. 810-449-6658. Call my line. Let's do some business. Hella Gramps Misfit Music.
All right, man, and I definitely appreciate you calling in. And if you can, the next show I just found out, so anybody who is listening in, the next show is May 8th at 6 p.m. So if you can, my man, please call in back at May 8th, and I'll put you back on again.
Most definitely.
All right, and thank you all. Thank you for calling in. I hate to cut it short, bro, but we definitely got to get to a few more callers. Show's about to end soon, so try to stay safe for me, and do not text and drive, bro.
Most definitely. Y'all stay lifted and gifted.
All right, you too.
All right, man.
That's something I always gotta announce too. You know, be sure people don't text and drive, because I know a lot of people still do it, and I actually lost a few friends, and I actually need to. I'm gonna start saying that a lot more. You know what I'm saying? Because last thing I want to do. I love it when people listen in to the show, but I'd rather not have people call in their car because I don't want anything to happen. So definitely just be sure you all don't text and drive, and let's keep it going. Who do we got next, Black Tear?
415-988.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bro? Good.
Yo, man, like y'all couldn't hear me when I was on the bus, but I go by the name of Jimmy Figure, that 90s person, you know, call me what you see it, you know. I'm out here, you know, in Des Moines right now. I'm from New York, though, representing. What's up, what's up, what's up? What's the word?
Hey, just chilling, bro, and we do only got 10 minutes exactly left, so if you don't mind, I know I told you I'd do a try to do a, you know, 10-minute interview, but that wouldn't be able to happen because we'd go off the air. So is it okay with you if we do 5 minutes here and play a song, and then the next show I'll put you actually on for, like, how's this sound? Next show I'll actually put you on for 15 just because you weren't able to get through earlier.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I rock with that.
All right, bro. So real quick, just want to ask the normal questions I'd ask another artist. What got you started? Like, was there any artist that you listened to growing up and you're like, hey, I want to pursue rapping after hearing this artist?
For the very first time, I'm going to say no to that. Like, when I first, like, I mean, it was a lot of stuff that influenced me, but never influenced me to rap. Like, when I was, like, I used to thought, like, okay, because I grew up, you know, Pac and stuff like that. Well, really, like 50 Cent, you know, Dipset and all that, whatever, then, and in the R&B with Usher and then all types of stuff. Like, it was a bunch of great artists, you know, that I grew up on, and grew up on a lot of rock, but I don't want to even get there right now. But I was playing, I was so, like, it put me up for football because I was, like, a mean football player. Like, I loved football, like, crazy. So that type of music, I was like, oh, you know, that's cool and stuff, but I ain't never, like, play around with it. You know, I mean, I did a freestyle, like, at the age of 8. But I never took it serious. I never was like, nah, I'm going to be a rapper. I was focused on football, you know, whatever. What got me into rap, I remember one time, you know, when you had a cookout with your family, whatever, and they was like, yo, it's like a rap contest. You know, whoever got the best bars, it was like some go back to school. So it was like a black party, a block party. I said black, a block party. So it was like, yo, whoever got the best bars, you know, whatever, gets like free book bags and, you know, pencils and rulers. And I was like,
yeah.
I think I had like 11 or 12 at the time. And I just like, everybody went. And I was like the second of last one. And I was just like flowing. And I didn't know what I was saying, but I was just flowing. And it was like, oh, like, you know, I was like going with the crowd and stuff like that. It's all my family and friends. And it was like, yo, you can rap. Oh, snap. Then, you know, people in school was like, yo, you should rap for me, bro. I seen you, bro. You should rap for school, bro. Lunch table, people were pressuring me to rap. And I was like, all right, man, let me just spit something. Then I just figured that out. And, you know, everybody liking my flow. That's the main thing I have. You know, I got the prize, but I think the main aspect is my flow and how I deliver. If people like
and,
that, you know, that brings people attention.
And my last question to you, bro, because like I said, I know it went by so quick. I got a actually special way I want to actually end the show, so don't hang up after I ask you this. But my other question for you is if you could do a feature with any three existing or non-existing artists, non-existing obviously being like, you know, Pac, Biggie, Eazy-E, people that are no longer with us. It can be R&B, hip-hop, a mixture of both. Who would you choose? Any three.
They ain't got to be alive or dead or just anybody.
Oh, it can be anybody. You can mix it up. You can have like Pac. You can have somebody who's alive and then somebody who's dead again. You know what I'm saying? Any three.
Since I got to hurry up and do this, I'm going to make 5, but it's not listed. All right, so. All
right.
I would definitely do an Outkast, me, Big Boy, and Andre 3000. I would definitely be right. I think me and Biggie would make a classic. Me and Tupac would talk about something different, but me and Biggie would definitely make a
definitely, definitely. That's definitely a good choice, bro, right there. You know what I'm saying? So if you're cool, what I had an idea for, because we do got to end on one song, what I was thinking to do, but we all got to try to be sure we do it quick. Would you be cool if I just spit, like, say, a quick four, then one of you guys go next, drop a quick, you know, try to keep it like a quick eight, and then try to drop a quick eight, you know what I'm saying? Try not to make it over eight bars, because I don't want to go over, we got 5 minutes to do this. You guys think you can do it?
Oh, God, yeah, why not?
All right, I'll go first. I got Hammers holding Too Short. You shorty suck dick for $20 in Newport. So I'm like, listen here, or I'll split your ear. If I chase you down, you're getting tackled like fishing gear. This shit is clear like crystal, pistol, red dot put between your eyes like a missile. So official, B-dubs official, 144 credentials, cash fam, cash flow, corrupt state issue. It's the intercontinental champion, turban on like I'm Israelian, boomerang, Australian. I'll put you in the ground like paleontologist. I'm out of this world like alien hydrolysis.
Okay, I go next?
Yep, anybody. Yep, go ahead.
Alright, look. Me and Booski running shit like a suicide. You wanna go against us, then you gonna end up on the losing side. I'll never lose my drive. My posse like Uber. I roll with a squad full of shooters that ride. And they let the Rugers fly. We fucking shit up and we ruining lives. I swim in that pussy. I'm doing it deeper than a scuba dive. No Netflix, no chill. My life a movie. Yo, bitch coming over for movie night. I've been eating. I stay chewing beats. So all of my meals, they supersize. So who are you again? All of us hooligans. When you see us coming, you should hide.
Woo! You up next? is our caller still on? You're up next, bro. Already dropped out. I think he might have dropped out. I think he's not there, bro. But that was definitely fire. And we do got to end on a song. So the apparition, bro. I do want to thank you for running the show with me. And you're welcome back anytime, my man. And
thank you.
Hey, not a problem. And once again, did you want to throw any links out there for the last time so that way people can go and check you out?
Yeah, I'm going to make it quick. Y'all follow me on Instagram at The Apparition. That's TheApparition at The Apparition, all one word. Add me on Snapchat too. That's Trey Jelks, Trey period Jelks. And yeah, hit me up, get in touch with me.
All right, bro, and I'm going to hit you up off the air, so.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bro, and once again, thank you for doing the show with me, bro. All
right, man, no problem. Thank you.
Hey, not a problem. All right, so we're going to end on this song. It's by Midwest Matthew once again, so be sure you all go check him out. This song is called Thrasher, and as soon as the song ends, we're going to be off the air, so thank you all for tuning in. What a great show it was tonight, and y'all be sure you tune in. Next show is May 8th at 6 p.m.
Hey. See, growing up, I like all that. This May I have been brainwashed, you know, I like all that real masculine stuff that they push, you know, I like the motorcycles, I like the bikes, I like, you know, that real rock and roll monster shit. Look, hey,
Backer, send me, I'm a thrasher. Better take note like you're passive aggressive. Hey, Backer, send me, I'm a thrasher. Better take note like you're passive aggressive. Hey, Backer, send me, I'm a thrasher. Better take note like you're passive aggressive. Hey, Backer, send me, I'm a thrasher. Better take note that we're extra aggressive. I'm gonna get it crowd, all in the mosh pit. That is where it's popping. Wait, how shit? I just saw some girls. Saw some girls with some juicy lip gloss. I may hold the ball, hold the ball. I feel the whole place rocking. Oh, shit, I should be knocking. God, running out of oxygen. People so gone, looking like potties. I'm so tired, people on my eyelids. Oh, shit, boy, who is you? Haven't seen you since back in high school. But I'm in Tokyo. God, hey, what is wrong with me? Am I too turned or I had too much to drink? Hey, Backer, see me, I'm a thrasher. Better take note like you're passive aggressive. Hey, Backer, see me, I'm a thrasher. Better take note like you're passive aggressive. Hey, Backer.
see me, I'm aggressive. Better take note like you're passive aggressive.